Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, if you're in business long enough, or you're in business in a short time, there is some point in your business where you are in fear. As a matter of fact, there's probably some point during the day that you're in fear. I'm afraid I won't get the contract. Gee, maybe the bank won't approve my line of credit. What if that salesperson leaves? Fear is just part of life. It's an innate part of our human makeup. But there are different kinds of fear. There is the irrational kind of fear that nothing is ever going to happen, but our mind runs away with us, and we have to try to control that. And we control that by being realistic and logical and really thinking through whatever we're afraid of. And there is the kind of fear that is the best kind of fear that is an ally to CEOs, presidents, and business owners. That's the kind of fear that will drive you to be successful. That's the kind of fear that will get you to follow up on things that need to be done. That's the kind of fear that will get you to pick up that telephone and make a cold call. It's the kind of fear that will help you call a customer back that's not happy. You want to make sure that you're successful. And the fear of not being successful is a powerful ally in your quest for success. It makes you think about what you need to do. It drives you to do that one more thing. It puts you in a position of saying, I cannot fail. I will be focused. I will hire the right people. I will have the right product and services. I will offer people things that they need and want. I will be customer service oriented. I can't let down for a minute. When you do that, you can't do anything but be successful. It makes you pay attention. It's that little voice inside of you that says, better pay attention. If you're not paying attention, someone else is going to get the business. It makes you go that extra mile. So when you are in fear, as we all are in business, decide why. Is it because you really have a problem? Is it because it's just the unknown? And if it is the unknown, just jump right in. Go head first into the fear. You'll see it dissolve. You'll see it go away. And let the fear absolutely help propel you to the success you can be. All business people can be successful. Many are not. And the reason they're not is because they back off, is because they're afraid to do things that they've never done before. It's because they don't want to confront an employee that's not doing their job. It's because they let situations around them just cloud their mind and they can't focus. Success is taken, it's not given. And people that are successful will make mistakes. They will fail at certain things. They just always make sure they never make the big failure that's going to cost them their business. So look fear right in the eyes. Take it on. Make that cold call. Hire that extra person. Then find the sales you need because that was a great person. I can't let this person go. You know, they are so terrific. If I don't hire them now, I won't get them. But I am afraid I won't have the business. Don't be afraid. Go out and get the business. Make it happen. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.